I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Estefania. And Estefania is treating a patient with a transfemoral amputation who presents with excessive right hip flexion during routine gait analysis. Upon examination, the patient has 4 out of 5 gross manual muscle test and decreased right hip extension range of motion. Which of the following interventions is the most appropriate? So we have A, single leg bridging, B, prone lying positioning, C, 6-inch step downs, and D is anterior stump desensitization. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. This is a good one, one that I expect to come up in some form on the NPTE. You know they're going to give you a lot of examination findings, and you're going to have to figure out, all right, what am I really looking at? What's the problem? But also, what is the best intervention to fix that problem? And so that's really what we're looking at today. Let's go through it piece by piece and absolutely crush this question. So we have Estefania is treating a patient with a transfemoral amputation who presents with excessive right hip flexion during gait analysis. All right, let's go ahead and stop there. That was a long sentence, quite a bit of information. So first off, the patient has a transfemoral amputation. All right, so they were cut above the knee. Now, it says here that the patient has excessive right hip flexion during routine gait analysis. So this is something that I'm keeping in mind. I'm also thinking about, all right, what are reasons why I would even see excessive hip flexion in a patient with a transfemoral amputation? I see some of y'all already putting down in the comment box some answers. Listen, if you are on your way to clinicals right now, you're on the treadmill, maybe you're cooking up a little bit of vegetables right now, I need you to yell that answer out loud. What is it that we would expect if a patient presented to us with a transfemoral amputation with right hip flexion, like excessive right hip flexion? Think about that. Let's continue forward. It says, upon examination, the patient has 4 out of 5 gross manual muscle testing and decreased right hip extension range of motion. All right, let's go ahead and break this down. Really important. So the patient has 4 out of 5 gross manual muscle testing. And the way it's looking, they're talking about the hip area. So if we have 4 out of 5 gross manual muscle testing, what is that really telling us? That overall, the hip strength is good, that the patient is able to move throughout the full range of motion for abduction, adduction, flexion, all of these different motions, they're able to move through the full range of motion and take moderate resistance. However, one main motion that they're not able to do very well, it sounds like, is right hip extension, because it says decreased right hip extension range of motion. So we know that the right hip extension is going to be a problem, or there's lack of range of motion there. Okay. So which of the following interventions is the most appropriate? All right, so we got that full question here. Transfemoral amputation, patient presents to us with excessive right hip flexion. We know that they have decreased right hip extension range of motion, but overall, the hip is about a 4 out of 5 manual muscle test. So with all of those things in mind, what is the intervention that we feel would be best to help this person? So for those of you on the podcast, let me go through the answer choices. We have A, single leg bridging, B, prone lying positioning, C, 6-inch step downs, and D is anterior stump desensitization. Scream that answer out loud. What do you got? Let's break this down. A says single leg bridging. As I'm looking at this question, though, and I'm going through it, I see a patient who has pretty good strength around the hip. Now, I know in the question it did say that the patient has decreased right hip extension range of motion. So the first thing I'm thinking, though, is that this patient has some type of hip flexor tightness going on that's keeping them from getting into hip extension. So I really need to help the hip flexor tightness. My question for you is, do single leg bridges help with hip flexor tightness? Yes or no? The answer to that is no. If anything, those are going to help strengthen the gluteus maximus. They're going to work on more the strengthening piece, which we know that isn't a major issue for the hip right now. So let's go ahead and put an X next to A. I don't think that this is the best intervention to treat this specific case. Let's take a look at B. B says prone lying positioning. Quite a few of you selected this one. I actually like it as well because I know low load, long duration stretches can help a patient who has hip flexor tightness, right? So if I put the person in prone lying, I lie them there and allow them to stay there for an extended period, I know I can get some really good stretching across that hip flexor area. So prone lying positioning, I like it. It definitely addresses the primary issue that's in the question. I'm going to hold on to it for now. Let's take a look at C and D. All right, C and D. So C says 6-inch step downs. So thinking about this again, will 6-inch step downs help with hip flexor tightness? First thing I'm thinking of is not really. If anything, that's going to work on more the eccentric strength of the quads. It's going to work on more control of the lower extremity, but it's not going to help with hip flexor tightness. So I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to that one. Definitely don't think that's the best intervention right now. Let's take a look at D. D says anterior stump desensitization. I'm looking at this answer and I'm like, why? Well, really my first question should be, will this help with the hip flexor tightness? And the answer to that for me is not really. But the other thing that makes me not want to select this answer is the fact that in the question, they don't really talk about how the patient's having pain and that's the primary problem and that's keeping the patient from doing whatever. Like, it's not saying anything about that. So I think D should be eliminated. Anterior stump desensitization, that's not the best intervention for this patient. Putting a solid X next to that one. And guess what? That leaves us with our final answer today of B, prone lying positioning. How many of y'all got this one correct? Congratulations if you did. This is not an easy question. Definitely one I suggest that we kind of dive into. Maybe you want to re-listen to this episode again, because these are the types of questions that I expect to show up on the MPTE. Now, there's one thing that I can promise you. This podcast is here to challenge you at a very high level so that you walk into the MPTE more prepared and you don't get that shock factor like, oh my God, I've never thought I would ever see a question like this. So that's the reason why I want you to dissect these questions and make sure you're following along every single week. All right, for those of you who are still struggling with things like gait, analyzing it, also being able to understand what to do with abnormal gait patterns, I want you to check the PT Hustle out because we have tons of engaging lectures that allow you to really absorb and retain this content. I absolutely love teaching stuff like this. So go on over and visit us at www.thepthustle.com and we'll get you squared away. And for those of you who haven't gotten into our free private Facebook group, every single week I'm in there dropping fire, adding on to these podcast episodes by teaching you tips and tricks on how you can pass the MPTE with confidence. All right. How do you get there? Go to www.mptegroup.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can join us. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.